Kidnappings and forced conversions ignite a rampage in Nigeria. A Creole curriculum debuts in Haiti, and a radio ministry creates a new tool in the HIV/AIDS fight. These stories and more are coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. An Islamic militant group recently kidnapped two Christian teenage girls in northern Nigeria with the intent of forced conversion. The rescue ignited a riot that destroyed six churches in Bauchi State. Voice of the Martyrs Canada's Bernie Daniels says this highlights a trend.
Kidnapping teenage Christian girls by militant Muslims has become a kind of recurring and ongoing practice. There are 13 Christian teenage girls who have been abducted, forcibly converted to Islam, and married to older Muslim men, so that their whereabouts is still unknown.
But Daniel says the violence will have little impact overall on the vibrancy of the church.
Nigeria is a nation where there is an active evangelism, both in the southern part of the nation and also in the usually Muslim-dominated northern states. So evangelism will continue, the Church of Nigeria will continue to grow, despite this opposition from Islamic militants.
Meanwhile, Lebanon did a 180-degree turn overnight. Yesterday's agreement to elect a new president is an attempt to bring the factions together and end the paralysis gripping the country. Sat7's David Harder says the increased unrest in the preceding weeks had immobilized some of their teams.
They couldn't get out of the country, they couldn't get into the country, and so it was really having a major effect on their psyches as well as what they could do. Now that there is a peace agreement, they can move forward with just much greater confidence and peace.
Their second annual day of prayer, June 1st, comes at a special time of need.
We're in a very difficult area. We've seen how prayers can have an effect not only on big political issues, but on individual lives, praying that somebody would tune in at just the right moment to hear a message that would help them in a time of struggle, of crisis, of really being thirsty for knowledge of Jesus Christ.
You're listening to Mission Network News. The question arises in Haiti, which is more important, rice or education? Well, Steve Goering says Worldwide Christian Schools is maintaining a long-term focus for their ministry.
Through education, the Haitians will be able to make a better life for themselves. I know it's not the only answer. There's got to be economic development. There's got to be social justice improvement, all these things. But education is a cornerstone of how those pieces come together.
The new curriculum they're releasing has been a work in progress for years. It's culturally relevant and addresses the need for a unified Christian curriculum. It'll reach 40,000 students this year alone who will also learn more about Christ every day at school.
Because it's based on the gospel and the Christian worldview that they look at their world and their country in a different way than they did before.
Pray for the unity of the organizations providing food and education to the people of Haiti. Meanwhile, Transworld Radio's first radio program about HIV/AIDS in the Luo and the Duluo languages will soon air in a Kenyan province heavily affected by the disease. It's called The Living Secrets of HIV/AIDS. Now, past radio programs in Kenya have been offered only in the majority languages of English and Swahili. The program will cover topics like HIV/AIDS in everyday life, abstinence, and adopting HIV/AIDS orphans. Pray that it brings hope to people in a country with 1.1 million AIDS orphans. And three people who don't yet know the Lord are now attending a church plant in southern Puerto Rico. Two families began attending after a short-term work team repaired their home. A total of 20 work teams are making the trip to Puerto Rico this summer to help with building projects at a year-round camp and retreat ministry. Pray for the growth of the new church. Pray also for the missionaries as they host and work with the work teams. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Are you looking for a mission trip opportunity? I'd like you to join me on a trip to Guatemala, October 5th through the 11th. Travel with other MNN listeners and Orphan Outreach to serve orphans there by handing out special gifts and sharing the gospel through Vacation Bible School. Follow the link at missionnetworknews.org to apply. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.